George was introduced to the sitar, strangely enough, on the set of Help when they were down in Twickenham. There was a scene where the Beatles are eating in an Indian restaurant.
Soup, please.
Soup, yes.
I ordered soup too.
Soup?
Soup.
And this gang that's chasing them comes into the restaurant and sort of throttles the waiters from behind. And in the background of this scene in this restaurant is a group of musicians playing, and one of them's got a sitar.
You eating too, Paul?
So George kind of idly picked it up and started playing. That kind of got him interested, and then he met David Crosby and Roger McGuinn from the Byrds in LA in late 65, and they were going on about Ravi Shankar, and they had a tape of Ravi Shankar and were raving about him, and that really got him hooked. On Norwegian Wood, it was just kind of added as a kind of an afterthought, really. But Love You Too was specifically written to have a sitar on the track. George always had a problem with titles. He seemed to record these songs and not have a title to the very last moment. I mean, Love You Too, I don't think those words are even included in the lyric. I don't know why it's called that.
Love You Too, I think, is his best Eastern Raga experiment, because it's the most rock and roll. You know, Harrison, like all the Beatles, was a guy who was weaned on 50s rockabilly. And what he's doing is taking this Eastern sounding sitar and putting it over just kind of this frantic rock and roll groove, which I love.